is dangerous.
It sounds like the internet is a fourth
Mike or something. Wait a minute. Let me go back when he was running for a primary in 2007 and 8. There was a Father's Day convention in Chicago. Jesse Jackson was there, and his microphone was open, and he got in some heat because he said he needs his balls cut off, referring to Barry. And what the deal was about was Barry was up in there talking about black men, my black brothers, we are the worst in the country when it comes to paying child support. We need to do better. And that's a damn lie, because for the last 30 years, the demographic that pays its child support most regularly is the black man in America. We are head and shoulders above every other ethnic group in this country in paying it. But this bastard got on there with his jackass, fake self, and he's sitting up there bad-mouthing his people just like he is now. And what makes me angriest about this crap about black men voted the way they did because of rap artists and hip-hop is that's just a continuation of that old-time racism black folk used to hear so much of we didn't have sense enough to come up and get angry at something. It took an outside agitator to come in and agitate these otherwise peaceful Negroes so they got up and did something because they don't have a sense enough. They don't have enough sense to do it on their own. That's what he was saying. It's that old-time racist bullshit about black folk not having any good sense. Somebody has to show them the way. And in this case, brother, being an outside agitator, that damn fool, historically ignorant about this country, says it's rap artists. Hell, most of the black men that didn't vote the way he thought we should never heard of a damn rap artist except hearing it from their kids. But we don't listen to hip-hop.
And Judge, truth be told, the Democrats need more rap artists than Republicans.
And keep black
right.
out of his mouth.
That's right.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz, and The Hurricane Report, merchandise, and more.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Hey.
Brother Bernard.
Good, how are you?
How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing, sir? Let me bring this point up, Valerie, because it's actually very important, and I was talking to the judge about this. The most concerning thing that Obama is saying, he's telling somebody to concede when this thing could actually go to the Supreme Court because they can't certify anything really without, you know, the electors. I mean, a lot of these states are not even going to certify, and they're talking about taking this as the 12th Amendment, but the real problem is that Obama came out the other day and said that the internet is the greatest threat to democracy, and basically telling Twitter, Facebook, keep doing what you're doing, blocking people out. If you say something about the election, you might get blocked. If you say something about him or Biden, anything in a negative way, you might get blocked for it. So what I'm saying, he said the internet is the greatest threat to democracy. You have people in the country believing the Democratic Party is a pedophile ring, and I was going to neighborhoods in Philadelphia, and people were asking me about QAnon conspiracy theories and stuff like that. So what you got a former president of the United States is basically doing, saying that a content creator, somebody like me, you, Judge, or anybody else on this phone that has an alternative view should not get their point out. If anybody's noticed over the last 2 weeks, YouTube last week was shut down for like 30 minutes. And then the internet had a glitch, and this was worldwide. YouTube had a worldwide shutdown, 30 minutes. So if it's algorithms and computer, if you say anything on Twitter about the election or anything that's not with their point of view, it kicks you out, and they'll actually send you a thing and say, this goes against our community stance of hate speech. I mean, I don't get out of Facebook jail till damn Sunday. I've been in Facebook jail for the last 30 days. So, I mean, it's basically like, you can't say anything. They won't even report that the U.S. had a raid in Germany of election fraud in Germany. If you post it on there, they'll block you. So when do the totalitarianism of the internet stop? Because what this mighty peculiar, well, not peculiar, You had a president who used the internet to his advantage, but he don't want you to use the internet to yours. So that's a big problem.
Well, let me say this. That Obama-tang jackass is talking the same kind of Nazi propaganda that was preeminent in the 1920s, and as a president, he ought to know better. His thing is to make everything nicer for those who are offended by any kind of controversy. We have to clean up what is, in the operative word, allowed on the net. So we have to have people who censor what is allowed on the net so we don't get any misinformation on the net, so that people don't feel uncomfortable using the net. So he who gets to control what is put out sounds like these fiend Nazis trying to deal with some crazy something in the German psyche 100 years ago to say, we need to protect you guys, so put us in so we can edit, censor, et cetera, what you get to hear. And all you get is what we approve of, in other words, our propaganda. That's poisonous. And 53 years ago, I had a Soviet professor who was a visiting professor at UCLA. I used to be one of her teaching assistants. She told me, she said, your country is in grave danger of becoming fascist or Nazi-like, because people who mean well in their enthusiasm will attempt to impose fascism to control what you can hear, so what you hear is what they approve of. That's how the Nazis got in. And we don't need that crap. Now, that is dangerous.
Like the
and that clown Obama-tang, wait a minute, let me go back when he was running for a primary in 2007 and 8. There was a Father's Day convention in Chicago. Jesse Jackson was there, and his microphone was open, and he got in some heat because he said he needs his balls cut off, referring to Barry. And what the deal was about was Barry was up in there talking about black men, my black brothers, we are the worst in the country when it comes to paying child support. We need to do better. And that's a damn lie, because for the last 30 years, the demographic that pays its child support most regularly is the black man in America. We are head and shoulders above every other ethnic group in this country in paying it. But this bastard got on there with his jackass, fake self, and he's sitting up there bad-mouthing his people, just like he is now. And what makes me angriest about this crap about black men voted the way they did because of rap artists and hip-hop is that's just a continuation of that old-time racism black folk used to hear so much of we didn't have sense enough to come up and get angry at something. It took an outside agitator to come in and agitate these otherwise peaceful Negroes, so they got up and did something because they don't have a sense enough. They don't have enough sense to do it on their own. That's what he was saying. It's that old-time racist bullshit about black folk not having any good sense. Somebody has to show them the way. And in this case, brother, being an outside agitator, that damn fool, historically ignorant about this country, says it's rap artists. Hell, most of the black men that didn't vote the way he thought we should never heard of a damn rap artist except hearing it from their kids. But we don't listen to hip hop.
And Judge, truth be told, the Democrats
use
more rap artists than
Republicans. And keep
that's
black
right
out of his mouth.
That's right. Because he brought rappers to the White House, Gavin, all of Jay-Z. I can name
his best
Rick
friend
Ross.
Is Jay-Z. I mean, they brought Rick Ross.
That's just adding star list to the B-grade chick flick matinee movie.
Okay, let me say something.
Street walking prostitute.
I don't
want to
use
acknowledge this. Street walking prostitute who used to rob her tricks by drugging them does not speak for me as a black man.
Can I say something to the black women?
Oh,
I
they
want to
drag
up
her in. You got that nerve, the damn hypocrites.
I got to say something here, Jim.